Sunday and Monday, Parshas Vayeshev, Shir 94. We were discussing last time a powerful story regarding a simcha and a gishmak in Avodas Hashem. There's another story with Reb Shach Zatzal. One time, he had a group of people that came from Chutz La'aretz with a very important concept, a very important discussion that was negea for the tzibur. And the people in Reb Shach's house decided that because it was such a chashuv inyan, they will not be mekabel anybody else that day. They're only going to take in this delegation from Chutz La'aretz, and everybody else will have to come back a different day to talk to Reb Shach. One of the people that was there that day was a father and son. His son was 14 years old. He wanted to bring him into Reb Shach for 1 minute to get a bracha to be matzliach and tayra. So the people that were standing there agreed, it's only 1 minute. They let him go in. He ended up going into Reb Shach, and he was there for an hour and a half. When he left the room, they came to him with a taina. You told us a minute, and you sat there for an hour and a half. The father said, it's not my fault, I'll tell you what happened. I went into the room of the reshiva, and I asked him for a bracha for my son to be matzliach and learning. So the reshiva Reb Shach Zatzal turned to my son and asked, are you happy with your learning? Do you enjoy it? And the son said, I don't enjoy it. I'm not happy. I don't understand what I'm learning. The yeshiva asked him, what are you learning? He said, I'm learning Perek Elu Metzias, the second Perek of Bab Metzia. The yeshiva stood up from his chair. He went to the Svarim shrank and he took out two Gemaras Bab Metzia. And he opened them up and he started learning with his child B'chavrusa, the sugya of Yiyah Shalom Midas, which is a difficult sugya in the second parak of Bab Metzia. And they learned for an hour. When they finished learning, the reshiva asked him, do you understand what you learned? And the boy said, yes, I understand it very clearly. And then he started crying. He said, this is the first time in his life that he's enjoying what he's learning. And when the reshiva heard this, he gave him a bracha that Be'ezah Hashem he should be zeicha, to always be besimcha and always enjoy his learning. So this man said, it's not my fault. The yeshiva sat him down and learned with him for an hour, a sugya. What does that have to do with me? But then Reb Shach walked out of the room and he said a very powerful statement. He said, I apologize. You came from Chutz La'aretz to discuss something that's very important for the tzibur. He said, now I'm too tired to deal with it anymore. We have to wait till tomorrow. But I have to explain to you what happened. He said, I had a meeting just now that was pikuach nefesh. Because a person that doesn't enjoy his learning is pikuach nefesh. He's like a chayla, a sick person that's in a terrible sakana. And pikuach nefesh is doiche everything. And therefore, even though you had something very important to discuss, but to give a child a gishmak in learning is pikuach nefesh. This story speaks for itself. And again, it's not only about Limud HaTorah. A child that doesn't enjoy Avodas Hashem is pikuach nefesh. It's a nebuch on such a child. And it's a bigger nebuch on a parent that raises a child in a fashion that it shouldn't be enjoyable. And therefore, it's imperative on us, especially when it comes to children, to always try to bring in that gishmak. That's the most important aspect in Avodas Hashem. Because a person that learns without a gishmak and doesn't enjoy it is pikuach nefesh.